We are up to Simon Tuf Beis, and that's what we're going to be doing. Charitz mole mayim mechunosim. If you have an indentation in the ground, some kind of channel, and it's filled with water, or some kind of pit, it's filled with water, but mayim mechunosim means that the water is not flowing. We learned before, and we'll learn again later, that flowing water is never kona shvisa because it's not sitting put. But if you have mayim mechunosim, water that is sitting there, shu bein shnei tumei Shabbos, that is between two tumei Shabbos, what does that mean? Miktsaso betchum ir zeh, miktsaso betchum ir acheres. It is exactly 2,000 amis from the center of this pit to one city, and 2,000 amis to the other one. So it turns out that the city to the right is within the tchum of the right side of the bor, and the city on the left is within the tchum of the left part of the bor. So what's the problem? Shtei ayoris asuris lamalos mimenu afilu b'chol b'sok tchuman. Neither city can go and use the water. Why is that? Shehamayim shebetoch hatchum konim shvisas ha'ir umisarvim eluim elu. Because the two end up mixing together, so each city is not allowed to use the water there because the water is considered partially michutz l'tchum. V'tzarech lasos mechitza. So what did Chazal say? That you have to make, and by the way, this halacha is true even if one of those cities is not Jewish. Now, Chazal said that you have to make a mechitza to signify the end of the tchum. B'sof ha-tchumin, that means in the middle of the pit. La-hafsikon, in order to separate. Now, here Chazal were mekel. Va'afile hitluya, even though this mechitza doesn't really cut off one water from the other. What it is, it's on top of the bor, and it's submerged a little bit into the bor. Sheina magas lekarka charitz. It doesn't go all the way to the bottom. Vishal konim bialma sagi. The halacha is you can even use mechitzas made of reeds. Haga, but it must be submerged in the water a little bit. Haga ubor shel teven omedes bin shnei tchumin. But what if you have a pit of straw between the two? There, water is constantly mixing. Whereas if you're talking about the straw, the hay, so there the halacha is, we say that whatever's on the right side fits to the city on the right, whatever's on the left side is for the city on the left. And there we're not afraid that one will take of the other. Now going back to the case of the pit, where you have the water there, what happens if there's only one city within the tchum, and that city's tchum ends in the middle of the pit, but the other side is not connected to any city? That means that there's no city on the other side. There the halacha is that this city can use the water. The reason? Because since the other half of the pit was outside of their tchum and not in anyone's tchum, it's hefker. Hefker assumes the tchum of whoever takes it. So there's no problem of using water, michutz tchum. They can't walk to the other side, but they can use the water. Says the Mechaber now, v'mamayim moshchim, if you're dealing with running water, if you're dealing with a river, ein tzarech shum tikun she'enem konum shvisa v'arein karagle yamamala, because since it's moving, it's not static, it is not konum shvisa where it is, and therefore, whoever takes them is zocha, and it gets his tchum. So that we differentiate between running water and water that is just collected there in the pit. Running water would be considered not having any tchum until you take from it. So that if you can at least reach it, because your tchum reaches just the beginning of the pit, you can fill up all the water you want.